John?
John got a scholarship to St. Joe, to the prep.
Teachers?
Half scholarship he got.
Was that the same type?
No. No, I don't think so. Remember Henry Inske was to go to, and his mother didn't want him to go, and that was the first time they had separated in school, you know. She was a little bit put out at me letting John go.
And then, how about Mary? Did she get any scholarships?
Mary didn't get any scholarships at all. Therese got full scholarship to St. Leonard's for high school. And full scholarship to Rosemont for college.
From examination?
From examination, from competitive examination.
And yeah. Marge?
No, Marge didn't get any.
Ann?
Ann had half scholarship to St. Leonard's for high school.
Anything for college?
No.
And Rosie?
She got half to St. Leonard's for high school, too.
From?
She, nothing for college.
So it's a pretty good record in scholarship?
Yes.
You think the big family helped that?
I guess so. The example of the older ones ahead of them. How about Paul in there? You didn't put Paul in there at all.
Paul got athletic scholarship to college. He didn't accept it.
Yes, he got an athletic scholarship. He didn't accept it. He didn't go to college until his third year. Boats. And the kayak. I told you about the kayak. And he was always with Berlinger.
Bobby.
Bobby Berlinger down there on sailboats and canoes and anything down there in the way of boats. He could spend hours and days on a boat.
That would also explain part of his aversion for social life. He wanted the time for other things.
Yes, he couldn't see social life at all. But put him on a boat and give him something to do on a boat. I mean, to paint it or to fix it up or anything of that sort. Mechanical.
Yeah.
He was really the only one that was really mechanical in the family. But they give him something like that to do, like down to Seattle, that one summer he had in Seattle. He takes those two bathhouses down and makes that room down there for a room to utility room in the cellar in Seattle for a workshop, really. And he had a workshop set up down there for stringing tennis rackets. He was great for tennis. And he had an electric drill, I guess you call it, or a couple of electrical things set up down there for tools. And he also built those front steps down in Seattle, you know, rebuilt them. He was always, and when he was home here, when we came home here, before he left, the few months he was around, before he went out to the Philippine Islands, he goes out and hires a sander and sands all these floors for me and shellacks them and does them up. He didn't need to do that, you know. I mean, it was his own time. It was something he wanted to do and something to be working at and use his hands at, but not to ask him to go visit somebody or go see this one or go see that one or anything in the social line didn't appeal to him at all. That's maybe why Jim had a more difficult time when he went out to the Philippines than Frank, because he had found it harder to mix with people and to be with people. I think now he's gotten over that. And of course, with the high schools and the pupils of the high schools, he's found it a little easier to, you know, to be sociable with them.
Now that we're discussing some who have entered a religion, who seem to be interested in it from the beginning, and so far all that we have discussed stayed in religion, can you, looking back, see any difference between the attitude prior to entrance and those who remained and those who did not remain? Any general difference between them?